Blog Talk Radio.
Yakuza! Yakuza! Yakuza Kick Radio! Anyone listening? Anyone listening? Knock, knock! Listen, listen! This is Sammy Callahan, and you're listening to him on Yakuza Kick Radio. You better all listen!
Yakuza Kick Radio.
Yakuza Radio.
Yakuza Kick Radio.
Yakuza Kick Radio.
Yakuza Kick Radio.
That's Yakuza Kick Radio!
Yakuza Kick Radio.
Well, this is Mr. Insanity, Toby Fine, and if you're not listening to Yakuza Kick Radio, then you're weird.
Oh. All you had to do was listen to Yakuza Kick Radio, but you didn't. Now look at that guy, you homie. Fuck that. Black Bean, out.
My name is Justice Payne, and you are listening to Yakuza Kick Radio.
And you are listening to Yakuza Kick Radio, the best in internet wrestling radio, period, bar none, just like Adam Cole.
Yakuza Radio, love the name, Yakuza.
Yakuza Kick Radio has risen from the ashes of bad internet radio and become the premier place for any independent professional wrestler to stop and record their voice.
Jerry Cat and fucking Eric Lawrence cannot fucking keep this from the public, that they are fucking dyed-in-the-wool, true blue fucking members of fucking Cult Fiction, and motherfuckers need to keep that shit in fucking mind.
But you go to the back, and you tell your boss that there's a new Yakuza in town. That's Yakuza Kick Radio, and we're taking over.
J-Cat Morris and Eric Williams, your hosts of Yakuza Kick Radio.
Yakuza Kick Radio. Yakuza Kick Radio. Yakuza Kick Radio.
Welcome to Yakuza Kick Radio. It's July 14th, 2011. This is Yakuza Kick Radio. I'm your host, J-Cat Morris, or as you might see me in the chat room, co-host Yakuza Kick 2, because we're doing a little different stuff tonight. Anyway, what's going on, Eric?
Hey, what's going on, J-Cat? Another fun show, and going to be some new stuff we're doing tonight.
Yes, yes, we are. It's the beginning of a big thing. Pretty much, like, I'm running the soundboard now with the, as far as going with the audio clips, and I decided, you know, let's bring sound drops into the show. And I got a handful of them that I think is going to, you know, make this show real, real fucking entertaining. It's going to be funny as hell. And so that's why, like, you see me as Yakuza Kick 2 co-host in the fucking chat room, because we've all got to be on the shit or whatever. So that's what it is. I'm going to have the Black G's on in a minute. And, we got a bunch of shit to go over, you know, other than that. And it's going to be quite a show.
Yeah, so, man, you're definitely right. Definitely right.
Yep, yep. Looks like we got a caller, Eric. I don't know.
No, that's not a regular call. It's a computer. It's a computer call. And
All right, not a problem. All right, so listen, you know, we got a bunch of stuff to go over. You know, welcome Joey, Juan, Nino, who's, I guess, in and out of the chat room. I'm sure we'll have more in here in just a minute. Man, bunch of stuff to go over. CZW, I went to this past weekend. Unfortunately, I missed Acid Fest. I really wanted to be there, but, fuck, man, I ended up going to bed probably 3 o'clock or later on the Saturday night from the CZW show, getting home, you know, 2-hour drive on our end. And then, you know, just really couldn't get out of here, you know, to get back to Philly the next day. So, you know, I miss Acid Fest, but, you know, definitely going to pick up that DVD, you know, help support and everything like that. Cause, you know, that's more or less what I'm trying to do, you know, help out the best way possible, but just wasn't able to get back in there. So, yeah, man. What do you want to get into first?
Well, what can we do, go into real quick? Anything you can talk about real quick? You want to talk about that, that baseball thing you were telling me about real quick?
Yeah, we can talk about the baseball thing. Well, the one thing that I missed, because I'm not a baseball fan, but a couple stories just kind of crossed my radar and shit as of recent. One being the dude, and Eric, you're going to have to fill me in the names because, you know, shit, man. The dude that threw the ball to the fan that died.
Josh Hamilton from Texas.
All right, yeah. Now, this dude, he threw the fan the ball. Fan reached out a little more. You know, he was with his 6-year-old son. Ended up falling over the rail and fucking dying and shit in front of his kid. So, I mean, that was fucked up shit. That just kind of, like, stuck out to me. The thing that stuck out to me, too, is because I heard the dude was, like, a home run champion. Home run derby champion, excuse me. And, welcome, Drew. And then he had drug problems and this and that. And, And then Drew's out of the country listening.
Oh, maybe that's what it was. That's why I was confused. Oh, why that was.
All right. Let's see.
Okay.
You can go ahead and call back in if you like. It was a pretty substantial thing to me, man. Like he went through some drug problems. He was out of the league, came back into the league, and then, you know, he just trying to throw a ball to a fan. I mean, there's no way you could place blame on the guy, but I don't care who you are. You go throwing a ball to a fan, and next thing you know, he's dead in front of his kid, man. That's got to hurt. That's got to be hard to deal with.
Well, here's the problem. Here's the problem with that, and you can't blame Josh Hamilton at all for the guy's death. I mean,
Definitely not.
I've seen the clip of it, you know, and they've shown it, you know, countless times on, on TV and some of that. And when you're reaching that far out for a baseball, like, you got to be kind of careful out there, you know what I'm saying? Because you know anything.
Seems like you
got to
call again, man.
Yeah, you want to put that on there?
Yeah, you go ahead and field that and, see who it is. And Well, Eric's over there checking who's calling in, and we'll have to go from there.
All right, I'm back.
All right.
And it is Drew Gulak. You want to put him on the air?
Absolutely. I'd like to welcome to the show, Drew Gulak.
Hey there, Drew.
What's going on, guys? What's going on? What are we talking about?
Hey, what's going on, Drew? You're over there representing overseas. How's things going for you?
Things are wonderful over here in St. Neots. There's a lot of CZW fans over here. It's actually really rewarding to come over here and see the reception that we get when we come over here. It's kind of special for these people, so it's pretty cool.
Good to hear, man.
Yeah, so what are you guys talking about tonight?
We got a bunch of, talk about the CZW show, talk about wrestling
CZW
in general.
Show. Wrestling in general. How about that?
So what do you want to talk about, Drew?
I want to talk about whatever you guys are talking about. Let's see. You're talking about CZW, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, how did things go at the last CZW show? I actually wasn't there to see it. And, I barely read any reviews.
Didn't really go to, the way I like to see things go. I think the booking was a little off. There were some good matches and everything like that, but... I don't know. Not as good as, CZW is really on a streak. I mean, the last four shows prior to that, I was a huge fan of. I really thought that there wasn't a lot they did wrong for four shows in a row. So could it just be like a matter of a hard act to follow after doing a good run of four shows? I don't know.
Right. Usually there's like that weird drop off after like a big show like Cage of Death or Tournament of Death. Doesn't that suck?
Yeah, yeah. They were able to keep the, you know, the thing going after Best of the Best. So, I mean, it, you know, I gave them a lot of credit for that. And, you know, next month being a big IPPV and, you know, all that stuff going on, you know, one-off
so,
show
so,
is a terrible thing.
So, since I didn't really get to see this show, what about it made it not as exciting as the other ones?
Just some of the booking was crazy. DJ found a way to make his face seen, I don't know, 12 times on the card. And,
Oh, really?
It wasn't really necessary. I heard his music more than I heard fans cheering.
I like his music. I like DJ's music.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean,
I'm hungry. Yeah, it's good stuff, man.
Yeah, it's pretty much how it sounded. And, yeah, I mean, the fans were really not into it for whatever reason, even when it did have its up points, and it just kind of killed the night. You know, you had your good matches. You had, you know, A.R. Fox unsuccessfully defending the title.
Flash in the pan, man.
Yeah, that he won off of you after you had it for an extended period of time. And
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Now Jay Chris, new champion, that was a great match. But even that, fans really weren't kind of sitting on their hands. So, tends to kill
too bad.
Yeah.
Too bad. You know, it takes some really talented people to get that crowd up when they're down. So... Maybe they just didn't have it in them then. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was more the fans and the wrestlers as far as, like, matches like that went. Because, you know, it was good stuff they put out there, so. And,
well, I mean, how long have you been going to shows?
Since 2001.
Right, so at least as long as I've been going. So you know as well as I do that that's one of the hardest crowds to please when they've been burnt out. You know what I mean?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a shame. It's a shame they got burnt out so soon, and it's a shame that guys weren't able to pick up the slack there and really, you know, give it to them.
Yeah, and we're supposed to have G's on in a little while, too, but I just found it weird that, you know, the way that they went around that whole angle is, you know, they said G's was supposed to come on. He was supposed to, you know, apologize for his actions and da-da-da-da-da, and Maven said, oh, you're going to be held accountable. Next thing you know, Jeez comes out, does exactly what you would expect him to do and not apologize. So Maven comes out, and immediately it's a pull-apart brawl.
Oh.
And to me, that doesn't make any sense because Maven's supposed to be in the back powerhead guy, like you're going to pay, but not like he's going to beat him up. Like that's not what I expected to happen. And it just came off awkward. It's just big pull-apart brawl, and then the night
ends.
Wow,
that's kind of unprofessional of Maven, I would say.
You know. But and the night ends with Geez has a world title shot. So he's going to pay, and now he's got a world title shot. So, well, that's a good way to pay.
Who assigned him this title shot?
Well, what do you mean?
Like, I don't know. Who like, gave it to him? Who gave him the title shot?
More or less Devin. Like, Devin was able to pull off a roll-up over Joker, and then Geez came in. Dev said he was tired of his actions and da-da-da-da-da, and he'd give him a shot at the title. So
I guess the champion's just allowed to give whoever they want a title shot. Is that how it goes? Is that in all of wrestling? Is that how that works?
Maybe to a certain extent, but it came off awkward when it was like,
honestly,
you know, he's going
to be... Honestly, isn't there supposed to be some kind of paperwork? Isn't there a filter for these things?
There may be. And, you know, with your Drew Gulak for a better wrestling, a better CCW, maybe you could address that topic. I'm not sure.
No, that's... No, seriously, like, I do address these topics. Like, you do see a point here. Like, you just said it. You just said it. Like, why is this guy getting a title shot if he didn't do anything to deserve it?
Yeah,
and if he's supposed
to
be punished in the first place. Where's the logic in that?
Well, actually, we have on hold right now. I might as well put him on the air with you. Is the Black G's, Sabian.
Yes.
What's up, G's?
Yo, what's going on, JK? How you doing, man?
Chilling, man. We got Drew Gulak overseas on with us, too.
Long distance.
Yeah. Drew over there in Europe, him and Rocksteady, getting it in over there.
That's right. Rocksteady and France actually were split up.
Oh, yeah? All right.
But, yeah, we were just talking about the whole thing, you know, the way they booked that. And, you know, Maven more or less said that you were going to pay. And, I mean, from my aspect, I thought he was supposed to be, you know, more or less like the locker room, like power head type thing. But not like he's going to come out and beat people up or shit.
Yeah, well,
so,
I mean, Maven. What was that?
No, I was saying, like, it was just kind of wild to see, like, a pull-apart brawl the second, you know, he got out there instead of even saying shit, you know?
I mean, like, a lot of people don't know this, but because of what happened in Delaware, you know what I'm saying? Maven went to, I guess, the athletic commission in Delaware, you know what I'm saying, said what he said. He got away with words, so I might not be able to perform in Delaware no more. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, like, it's crazy, man. And then, like, I come out.
No more DCW bookings? No more DCW bookings?
Dude, I ain't been in that place in forever, but like, seriously, man, like, but, like, I'm saying, before I was able to get my point across, he turns my mic off, man, and that just set me off. You know what I'm saying? Then he came out there like he was going to really do something. I mean, like, seriously. Me and Maven in a fight? Come on, bro.
That was a surprising shit to me.
I don't know what he was smoking that day, but you know what I'm saying, he got a little fired up, had a little heart, but dude would have got knocked the fuck out straight up.
Yeah, it was pretty obvious to the fans. It just didn't look like the shit he was supposed to be doing out there.
Yeah, I was ready to fuck him up, you know what I'm saying? But seeing how this dude goes to the state or whatever, I might not be able to wrestle in Delaware. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I was going to chill. I was going to fall back a little bit. But this dude took it too far and shit. I mean, I got what I wanted, though. Title shot. August 13th. So, like, I'm always planning ahead, dog. You know what I'm saying? That's what I wanted. I wanted a title shot, got my title shot, and I'm going to take that. Simple as that.
Yeah, that's big shit, man. I just kind of makes him look like a joke, too, because, you know, he's supposed to be, you know, got some kind of power or something like that, and then you got to get pulled apart to the back, and you get a title shot. So,
yeah, this is
a
big problem in the combat zone. Actually, this is an ongoing thing that, you know, many of the guys have been trying to really pull together and combat this, and, you know, like it says, make it better.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be better. It'll be better once G's is the world champion. I mean, no doubt about that. I mean, Devin, he had his time. He had a little run, but that time is over and done with. Time for the King of Philly, Black Jeans. Get that title run, you know what I'm saying, and make CZW a better place. You know what I'm saying? Like, get people to stop looking at it like it's just a certain way. You know what I'm saying? That's what's going to happen when G's is the champ. You know what I'm saying, Goulet?
Yeah, I hear you, man. Hey, I'm pulling for you over here, too. You know, I'm getting in touch with all my connections that I'm making, so keep that blog going.
Sure, definitely. The other thing I definitely want to talk to you about, Jesus, shit, man. Motherfuckers is writing short stories, fucking novels on Facebook about how upset they are about you, and, oh, man, they're pouring their hearts out over you, dog. I mean.
I know, yo, that bro, she in her Bill O'Reilly bag right now, man. Her and her dudes, they all mad and shit. Oh, I mean, hey,
what's
up?
Yeah,
yo, I read that shit, man. I laughed for like 10 minutes straight after I read that.
That's
another thing, too, man. Now I got to watch what I say. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting emails from Maven, you know what I'm saying, talking about I can't say this, can't say that. Last I checked, it was a free country, and it's CZW trying to censor me and shit. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to take this and that away from me. They took Delaware away from me. Now, like some people don't know, I was supposed to go back to Japan. I was supposed to be leaving, in 10 days or so. I was supposed to be going back to Big Japan. That's not going to happen now. All because Maven fucked that up. Maven took that away from me. So I'm not going to Japan now. So basically, he that's money out of my pocket, dog.
Yeah. That's serious shit.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to see Maven about that shit, though. I ain't happy about it, though.
I would understand that.
Yeah, I don't understand it. It makes no sense to me. You know what I'm saying? And then, fans writing 10-page letters, you know what I'm saying, this and that. It's like they trying to allow them to say and do what they want, but I can't say nothing. I can't reply. I can't do nothing. type of shit is that, Jeff?
Yeah, man. I hear you. I mean, I couldn't even get through that shit, dude. I seen how long it was. I scrolled down. I said, all right, man. I get the gist of this. I ain't going through this whole shit. Five, eight paragraphs of heel heat. That shit is just, I mean, that should honestly be flattering because, man, I wish a motherfucker would type that much about me and shit. I ain't working as hard as you or what you're doing, but I'm just saying, like, that's a lot to be typing about another motherfucker. I don't care.
Hey, man, at the end of the day, I guess Jesus on her mind. You know what I'm saying? I guess her little homie ain't, you know what I'm saying? So Jesus on her mind.
So is there a copy of this anywhere that I could check it out at?
Yeah, it's Facebook all over the place, dog.
Yeah, right on the CZW. It's like an open note she posted to CZW's Facebook.
It's on Facebook?
It's unbelievably long. So, you can print it out and take like three shits and read that shit.
Yo, she called me all kinds of names, you know what I'm saying? Last I checked, I was bigger than her dude in more ways than one, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy. It's getting crazy out here, Jay.
It's definitely crazy, man. And I know, like, my boy Paul was in the chat and shit. He talked to Steve and shit. And he said, man, once you start posting the pictures of him and his girl, he started blowing up. He was mad as hell. I don't know what the fuck he's going to do, but he was mad.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Steve wants to deal with me properly without security around, huh?
He's just going to print up a couple more T-shirts and banners and shit. I mean, he'll just keep promoting you, that's all.
Oh, yeah, I like that. I like that. Re-advertise, that's what I'm talking about. Good looking, homie.
I don't know what them T-shirts and them banners and shit cost, but again, I mean, that's just a lot to put into somebody else you don't like so much.
Yeah, I know if I feel that somebody is boring or I don't like them, you know what I'm saying? They name never come out my mouth, you know what I'm saying? I guess I'm getting to the home.
Yeah, I've been very critical on shit. You know, I've been going for 10 years, and I say some negative shit about people, but I don't give it a whole lot of thought, and I definitely don't type that much about fucking anybody. But there's just too much invested. Just from my standpoint, this is a little too much invested in that shit.
Yeah, I can't say nothing and shit, but Boss Deej can come out on the show 5-6 times and shit, though, right? Wow.
Yeah, that was highly unnecessary. Highly unnecessary, dude. That is definitely putting himself over far, far more than he needs to. I mean, that's
Well, he
ridiculous.
Is the owner of the company. He can do that.
Well, that's the only reason he could do that. I mean, like,
exactly.
Let's put it in perspective. I know you guys work there and shit, so you really can't say much to my point, but there isn't another indie company out there that would allow him to do that shit because it would be ruining their fucking show. But
because
the fact that he owns the
it.
Company, he could do that shit and ruin his
exactly.
own
Exactly.
Exactly. Well, all right. I mean, but the
but
fact of the matter is...
completely objective point. You know, I'm not saying it's a good thing or a bad thing, but he can certainly do that.
Oh, no, I'm questioning his ability to do it. Of course he could do it. He could do anything he wants with his own show. But if it turns out that he's ruining it, then that's kind of, you know, the fans aren't going to look at it any other way.
I think we should have a segment on every show where DJ comes out and just smashes a watermelon with a hammer.
Like Gallagher and shit?
Yes, just to do it.
Yeah, and then they can keep the plastic on the...
You got to question DJ's mindset. You got to wonder just... What the hell, what the fuck be going through his head when he does stuff like this? I don't understand it at all. Like, do you understand the Goulet? I don't.
I have a feeling in his head he feels like he just has to do something. You know, and a good boss wouldn't just sit there and let something happen that he didn't agree with, like certain other bosses of the past that we've had.
Yeah, true. Cool.
I don't know. I mean, there's just some shit that, like, you know, another thing is like, you know, Maven is supposed to be, you know, he's supposed to have some kind of power figure. And one thing that I think should be happening with the company right now is DJ wants to be a heel so bad, he wants to be out there, he wants to be the bad guy. I understand that. But when you switch modes and you're like, all right, yeah, I hate every one of you motherfuckers. By the way, we're running a doubleheader with Dragon Gate, and the fans are like, yeah, and they're like, yeah, but I still don't like you motherfuckers. And then it kind of shits on your own point, because one minute you're like, yo, I'm bringing in Ito. Oh, yeah, I don't like you guys. So, like, boo me again. But you can't keep a momentum going on heel heat. Like, the thing G's doesn't do, he doesn't break fucking gimmick. He keeps hating the shit out of people, and he keeps showing that, you know, that bad guy. And that's the way to get over as a heel. Like, he couldn't just announce that all of a sudden, hey, we're bringing in some dream match next month.
What are you saying? DJ's not allowed to express himself and conduct business at the same time? That's ridiculous. I don't believe that at all. I think that's crazy.
Well, I think they need that other, like, if Maven played the face PowerPoint in the company, he came out and made the positive announcements while DJ still played the heel owner.
Oh, so you're saying DJ should just delegate more?
Yeah, exactly. Positive. It's nothing more positive than taking a tour of Japan away from you. Yeah, that's real positive.
Well, there's a difference between the shoot side and you know, and the work side. And I don't know, man. That's just how I see it as a fan. I don't think the owner should be playing bad guy all day.
Do you see someone robbing a bank as a shoot thing or a work thing? I don't know what, you know, like.
Well, that's a shoot. That's a shoot all day long.
Yeah, it is.
He's shooting in prison.
Jail. The man also almost died. How does that work?
Uh-huh. That's real shit, though.
That ring. You were there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Eric. Where your boy Eric at?
I have no idea, dude.
What's up? What you think about all this, man? Like, all of this.
I think it's ridiculous, and I fucking, you know, I'm not too sure what to think of it. I mean, this shit is ridiculous. Like the fans, like, and you know, every time you come on the show, you know, he's probably been on the show like 4 or 5 times or something like that. But every time we always talk about this, you know, fans, and you know, we're always talking about the fucking Philly fans. I think if this was any other fan base, that this shit would not be happening. But because it's the Philly crowd, and you know, they don't like you for whatever reason, you know.
Hey, I don't understand that, like, at all, man. I give them a reason. I give them a reason to enjoy themselves for at least one day out of the month for their miserable lives. I mean, they should be thanking me.
I mean, you're doing your shit. But let's be honest with you. When the Rockin' Rebel was around, he was doing all types of shit. People hated him, not because of his gimmick, but because they didn't like him as a wrestler. You know what I mean? Like,
huh?
So, like, the gimmick he had, like, you know, I know he's a veteran, so that, but the people just didn't like him for whatever reason. You know what I mean? And that's the same way. I mean, he was doing all types of crazy shit with the fucking fans, telling the fans, fuck you, and in the fucking fights with the crowd and stuff like that. Nobody wanted to see him. It seems like people want to see you, but they also want to get in fights with you. That's just my opinion, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess I got, like, a certain effect on people and shit, man. But, like this shit is crazy. It's out of hand, and it needs to stop. Seriously.
Can you break down, because unfortunately I wasn't able to get back, you know, to Philly just for the second day for another 2-hour trip and shit to get the acid test, because I was up far too late. But then I heard, you know, all sorts of nonsense about another incident and da-da-da-da-da, and now you got heat over there. And I know what it is, but, you know, could you give us a quick breakdown on that whole thing?
Acid test?
Yeah. All
right. Sometimes I get a little emotional and things happen. I mean, look, I know it was a day to honor Trent. I can respect that. But like, seriously, you got to understand something, Jay. Like, for the longest time, people have been doubting me. You know what I'm saying? People have been doubting me. People have been trying to hold me down. And it's like, you know what I'm saying? When I got to say something, I just got to say it. I mean, it might not have been the right time to do it. The homie's family was there and all. But I just said, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I just let people know that it's my time. I let people know that I'm the king of Philly. And then your boy Homicide, he really, I'm getting a little fired up now. Your boy Homicide and Kingston, they both wanted to, you know what I'm saying, wanted to step in my moment. You know what I'm saying? I let them dudes know it's my moment. Keep your mouth shut. I'm the king of Philly. You, both of y'all take your asses back to New York with that. Y'all go to Yonkers and Brooklyn with that. That's not how we do it in Philly. If somebody from Philly, when the king of Philly is talking, you keep your mouth shut. You know what I'm saying? But if they had a lot of mouth, so, you know what I'm saying, when Homicide heals his little ribs up, his little injury, when he's 100%, I'm going to see him. And Kingston, I'm going to see him too. Simple as that. That's what that was about. I mean, whoever ain't like it, that's too bad. You know what I'm saying? But when G's go in, he go in. Simple as that.
A couple things I got to say about that is, for starters, like, a lot of people, I mean, again, the work and shoot thing is two different things. I really don't play too much towards the side of a work because I'm not a worker. I never will be and never try to be. So I just see shit as face value, you know what I mean? And one thing I could say is, you know, for the people who were just over-exaggerating about, you know, you're shitting on Trent, da-da-da-da-da, let's not forget that at the first Chris Cash show, Nick Gage went in front of Cash's family and said that if he wasn't dead, he'd be kicking the fucking shit out of him all over the building, and he's better off being dead because otherwise, you know, he'd be fucking him up.
Yeah, this is also someone who has a history of drug problems and who is now in jail, so.
Yeah, people seem to forget about that. People seem to forget about that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I remember Gage did that. No, nobody brings that up. You know what I'm saying? It was all good because it was Gage. I do this, and everybody losing their mind. It's probably because I'm black. That's probably what it is, ultimately.
Well, the way I see it is just not breaking the way your persona, the way you put your shit out there, regardless of the situation, you run program. And that's where I don't see it as a problem. If you're just normal, come out there, lock up, just, you know, carbon copy, generic wrestler A, and then all of a sudden on the tribute show you flip out, then you're fucked up for that. But I don't see it as a big deal because it's the same persona you've been putting out there year-round. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I just speak my mind, dog. Like I got to let people know how I feel about things. That's what I do. Can't hold back anymore, man. Can't do it.
With your world title thing coming up, and, you know, you had just mentioned King of Philly. Do you think it's any coincidence that Devin Moore came out immediately calling himself the Prince of Philly without even, like, contending for that King crown?
Yeah, I be wondering what be going through Devin's mind sometimes. I mean, I kind of know. I know what that was about. I definitely know what that's about. I'm not really going to go into all that. But, I mean, August 13th, we just want to see. I mean, basically, like, it's a no-brainer, man. I'm taking the belt, and then Devin can go ahead and do whatever it is he needs to do, but, his time is done.
Wait, so, now hold on. This match is supposed to be some kind of, like, weird stipulation match, right?
Yeah, the lumberjack match, man. Yeah, Maven, like, let him know, Jay. Yeah, Gulak is over in Europe. Let him know what's going on, Jay.
Yeah, it's going to be a lumberjack match, and they're going to run a raffle for fans to get a ticket. Might be your boy over there. You know, I'm sure he's going to buy a roll of tickets. He's gonna bring some money into CZW. Steve and his girl over there, looking like a skinny Dolph Lundgren and shit. he's going to buy an arm length of them fucking tickets to hopefully hold the strap and whip G's if he come outside
what?
The ring, so.
Yeah, I hope he gets the strap. I hope him and his lady gets the strap. I hope they do.
Real quick, though, I think we need to petition CCW management and say that Black G should also have a fucking strap. How about that?
Yeah, if you take it from one of these motherfuckers, it's on them.
Yeah, just take it from this. This is ridiculous. Stupid. Whose idea was this?
Say it again?
Maven?
Whose idea was this? It's retarded.
Oh, that was your boy Maven Bentley.
Oh, God. He did that with Lobo one year, didn't he?
I think he did.
I believe so, yeah. Yeah.
It was so bad.
Oh, Lobo's army thing, yeah.
Oh, no. Hey, man, have fun with that.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to have a ball with that. I mean, like, I'm going to have fun. I mean, like, it's going to get real hectic that night, Jeff. I know you're going to be there. Yo, Eric,
no.
I'm gonna be there. Of course,
I'm gonna be there. Yeah, of course. I'm definitely gonna be there, man.
Are there other rules to the match? Like, is there disqualifications or something? Like, can you just go up and kick Devin in the nuts and just pin him real quick?
That's an option.
That's an option.
Is that good? Can you do that? Because I mean, that'll just you know, that'd be. A podcast.
I don't think lumberjack matches have a. I don't think there is disqualifications in lumberjack matches.
I assume it's not. You know what I'm saying? Like, I guess Maven just came up with that idea on the fly and shit. But
can't they get Dan Cowley or one of those, or like Naylor, to like do a write up on that shit?
Yeah, hopefully. Damn. Why don't
they get the fans to do a write up on it?
There you go.
Oh yeah, they be writing up some motherfucking articles. So.
Yeah, Twisted Soul 83 can do a write up on it.
That's Paul over there. Yeah, you could do that. But yeah, I mean, man, maybe you get a heel fan, hand you a strap, go back to his seat, let you take it out with the rest of these motherfuckers.
Yeah, I mean, look, I look at it like this. If a fan touches me, I got every right to retaliate. So hopefully all of you fans with straps, put your hands on me. It's going to be a long night for y'all.
All I know is, like right now, like, Nina just posted that shit in the chat room and reminded me. There is a ridiculous amount of little-ass kids in this crowd all of a sudden. I don't know where they came from, how their parents is raising them. I got three kids and ain't coming nowhere near that arena. But, man, I hear, like, these little-ass kids yelling, suck my dick and shit. Like, I can't even imagine hearing that out of any of my kids. But
come on, man, that's nothing new. That's nothing new. That's been around since 2001.
There's an abundance of that shit right now. Maybe just around my area, so I'm noticing it more.
Yo,
but
what about this shit? What about you know? You got to remember one thing, and with this lumberjack match, are they going to be around ringside, or how is that going to work? Because
they're
going to
be hanging from the ceiling. They're going to be like suspended.
I know. Jay always says that. I always know that when Jay tries to take pictures. He always gets fucking angry because one of the fucking cameramen decided to fucking stand right in front of him. So, you know, for that show,
on that shit, man.
You're going to see fucking all types of people fucking in front of you. So I'm just, you know, I'm worried about.
Yeah, I got my new homeboy, the Asian cat that be filming the shit now. Like, he stands directly in front of me for about 95% of the fucking show.
Dude, Bronson, and, tell his ass to move. Tell him to move.
Yeah, I do, dude. Believe me, I do. But they, you know, he's got
to
do what he do.
At his job, tell him he sucks at his job.
He does. I do.
I do. He's going to school, and then tell him to move.
I tell him that all the time. I don't tell him directly where to go, but I do tell him he sucks at his job because when I watch the DVDs and they miss fucking spots, it's terrible.
It's all
like,
him. It's all him.
Smart Mark. Oh, I do. I'm telling you, I'm there all night drinking and shit. So believe me, I do. But. I can't say any more than I say without getting fucking pulled out of there, but, I mean, when Smart Mark was there, believe me, you know, they passed back and forth, you know, and they got to do their job, and the DVDs were always fucking crisp, unbelievable coverage. This shit, they're missing big spots and standing in front of me the whole show, so I don't know, man. That guy's got to go. Yeah, that's Eric brought that shit up. Looking at
I had to bring it up. Come on, man. We got, you know... I was just wondering about the fucking, you know, you're going to see mad little fucking people, you know, around ringside, and you're not going to be able to take good pictures, you know what I mean?
I'm a fan, dude.
Well,
my pictures ain't important. Lyle's got it.
Man, I know, but I'm just saying, you know, I like to look at, you know, the photos. So anybody that has good photos, I like to look at them photos, you know what I mean?
Well, check Lyle out. He's got the jump off.
I'm assuming that they'll all be all around the ring. You know, every lumberjack match I ever saw, cast was around the ring.
What if like all the kids win the raffle? Does that count?
That's what I'm saying. That'd be an easy night.
You gonna beat some kids up, Tavius?
And maybe have the parents locked outside of the building.
If they sign a waiver, can they do it? Like, can the parents consent to that?
I don't know.
No idea.
Geez, you into beating up some kids?
Man.
Hey, look.
Beat some 11-year-olds up.
I got this one guy that sits behind me, and this kid's got to be like 10 years old. And This motherfucker gets fired up during the show. He's like, when we get home, I don't care what the laws say, we're learning light tube matches tonight. And I just shake my fucking head like, this shit is crazy as fuck, man. These redneck motherfuckers, this shit kills me, man, because I hear this shit every show, and these fathers ain't got no kind of, like, way to raise their kids whatsoever. It's, you know, you go out there, you have fun, you talk some shit, you might drink a little, but you drag your kids into it like, yeah, we need to get that barbed wire out when we get back to the house. Like, that shit got to go, man. I don't know.
But yeah, like, but yeah. Hopefully, well, we all know after the match, you know, then it's going to be a big celebration.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's going to be a big celebration on the side of Philly's Most Wanted, but
right.
On the side of a couple, couple cats with banners and T-shirts.
You're going to see those motherfuckers crying their fucking eyes out. They're going to be like, I don't even want to fucking attempt to make a crying noise right now, but, you know, I mean, but that's what's going to happen.
Well, they're...
I'm going to be laughing the whole time, laughing at them.
Somebody needs to make a sign if Black Cheese doesn't win the belt, we riot.
I'm sure they got a banner.
We need to have that.
You make it.
If Black Cheese doesn't win the belt, we riot.
that'll break gimmick, man. They'll have that whole other banner that, you know, the don't book baby and ever again shit and all that nonsense, but what can you do?
They might get a little bit more creative. You never know. Like they.
You just need to rip the
odds.
Sign up. You know what I mean? Just go up to them and fucking rip the fucking sign up and burn it. You know what I mean?
I wanted to take that shit and frame it. To tell you the truth.
That banner.
Yeah, banner and shit.
They're funny ass people, man. They really are. I can't imagine going through all that, but.
And you know what? And to top it all off, you win the belt on fucking pay-per-view. How about that?
Oh, yeah. That's going to be sweet. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a stranger to pay-per-view. Pay-per-view, anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Then that old man
I wonder, as fired up as those two people, can't say their names or whatever, but as fired up as they be, I wonder how they be once they get home. After I do what I do, they go home all fired up. I wonder if I'll be helping the homie out a little bit.
I don't know, man. He might beat the shit out of her when he get home, and then she got to write some long ass joint. But that don't need to happen no more. I don't know where all that anger comes from. It might be some shit. But yeah, man. Eric, you got any other, questions for the guests and everything?
No, I'm just, you know, definitely, I can't wait to see you win the belt. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, it's going to be a good night, and we're going to celebrate Ike Turner, Rick James, and Mr. Marcus style, no homo.
Yeah, and as far as those cats, I think Bernie Mac said it best back in the day when he said,
Fuck them up against the wall, wear handcuffs on, look crazy through all in there. That's all you do.
You know what I mean? What
is? Yo, where the boy at? The boy that called me that name. You know what I'm saying? Where he be sitting at?
I have no idea, man. I don't even know where that came from. I know it was on, like, to the right of me in Delaware, right? But,
Yeah.
I seen you bugging out. I ain't even see the dude. So, I don't know. I was down for whatever, because I ain't cool with all that bullshit anyway, you know, no matter, you know, what form it comes in, but, you know.
Real quick before, one last question, Fabian, when people like that, like those fans get fucking, fucking get in your face and all that shit, does that get you more fired up for the match?
I mean, I'm always fired up, but like. Shit like that dude take me up a level. You know what I'm saying? Get me even more fired up. Like when dude called me a nigga, shit got crazy.
Yeah, definitely. That's just uncalled for, you know. I mean, there's lines, and they don't see them because they get mad as fuck, like legit, off of normal, everyday, you know, entertainment. But they try to cross that line, even the plane, and it's that's not the way it works, really. So. But yeah, man, you ain't got nothing else, Eric? I don't want to, you know.
No, I'm good.
All right, man. Well, geez, thank you for coming on again. Everybody check him out. Wrestling for that fucking world title.
Thanks for having me. You know what I'm saying? One half of the World Tag Team Champions, August 13th. Going to be World Heavyweight Champion. Doubleheader with Dragon Gate. Let's see if Philly's Most Wanted is on both shows. I mean, we need to be, because ain't nobody on that other roster fucking with me or Joker. And that's the truth.
Oh, that's, one more thing. Shit, I almost forgot. Top 10 list.
Yeah, I don't understand that at all. Yeah, that's a racial-ass top 10 list right there. You know I'm saying? How I got a title shot, but I'm not number one. And then me and Joker, we share number 9. I guess, what the fuck, you just fucking put the minorities in the same bag and shit, right? See, this is the fuck I'm talking about. I don't understand, and I think Maven forgot that he's black, you know what I'm saying? He being a good old boy. What type of shit is that, dog?
I mean, you got Jay Chris at number 4, who just won the title and lost matches consecutively before that. You got you two in one spot at number 9, and y'all had the fucking tag strap since, I believe, May. How does that work?
I don't know. I don't understand it at all.
And Drew, I don't see you on this list, man. As long as you held that title for representing overseas,
I don't know what list you're talking about.
I don't even see Rocksteady on the list.
Nah, man. They posted a top 10 list on the CZW Facebook or whatever. And you got Devin at not number one, but above that because he's the world champion. I understand it. They got Adam Cole at number 1, who hasn't wrestled for CZW since June 11th. You know, he's other commitments and everything. Sammy at number 2. Masada at number 3. Jake Crist at number 4. Drake at number 5, who lost his spot to get into Tournament of Death. 2, Scotty, who's number 6. Danny Havoc at number 7. AR Fox at number 8. G's and Joker combined for number 9. And then Ryan McBride at number 10.
Ryan fucking McBride.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I don't know who made this list or whatever, but I really like it. I think it's a great new thing that the company has going on, and we'll see if they can make something out of it later, if they're not just going to do it like a one-time shot or something, like somebody drops the ball. Like, that never happens. We'll see.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think a ranking system is good. I just think this shit is highly flawed to start out. It's pretty much
maybe
starting out saying, we don't know what we're doing, but there's a premise.
Maybe you could run the ranking system.
I probably could, but as long as I've been watching it, because I'm not biased, man. There's guys I don't like, and they fucking gain my respect, and I definitely give credit where it's due, so.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Stir up a ruckus, you know, and not like the flippy guy, but, like, stir up, like, you know, make some noise. Start up a petition. Maybe you'll get something out of it.
Yeah, right. I ain't got time for that shit, man. I work 6 days a week. I got 3 kids.
I
support. I do what I can, but
it doesn't matter who's on there.
That list is flawed, like the nut ass PWI 500 and shit. That's flawed.
Oh man, I don't even know when does that come out.
I have no idea. I remember when somebody used to make that list and shit. He'd put all his boys on there and shit just for the fuck of it.
I mean, we went off on that list last year. I don't even remember when it comes out to go off on it again.
August. I think it comes off in August, actually.
August. All right, then I'm ready. Because there's a lot of people that don't get mentioned, and, you know, it's ridiculous. But what can you do?
You see in the chat room, somebody posted, why is AR Fox above Black Jesus?
And that's that Paul right there.
Because he flips.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he flips and I don't. And he's, you know, one of God's boys. And I'm not. So.
Well, God's boy.
Yeah.
He's an apostle?
Nah, uh-uh. Uh-uh. You know who God is.
Yeah.
God's probably listening right now. What's up, God? How you doing? Nobody in your house is fucking with me. You know that, God.
Crazy, man. But, hey, man, yo, thank you again for coming on. And, I mean, geez, you're welcome anytime. You know, good luck at that. I know you don't need the luck. Do your thing.
All right, man, good luck, man. Thanks for having me. All right, Eric.
Nah,
Eric,
nah,
Williams,
bro,
Williams. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Gulag, you on Rock Study, keep tearing it up over Europe. I'll holler at you.
Yeah, we'll do. We'll be in touch.
All right.
Drew.
Yo.
Yeah, you know, while I got you on, I figured, you know, go over a couple things that's completely unexpected. I would have prepared myself. But
that's cool. You know, I just I had some free time. It's 2 in the morning here, almost 3 in the morning. So
that's
sitting online,
incredible.
Looking at pictures of Kimberly's Facebook. You know how it is.
Whatever helps you, man. but, hey, man, you came up quite a bit, you know, from being... You know, rocking the headgear and getting your fucking head ripped off by DJ to, you know, climbing the ranks and doing a lot of things. And, you know, I mean, you had the biggest run with that Wired title, and you did some pretty big things with it. I mean, you really gave it a face.
Thanks.
And now it's changing hands a lot. And, you know, I mean, what's your thoughts on that whole thing?
What, on losing the Wired title?
Well, I mean, on your whole run with it and, you know, what it actually meant and all of that.
Well, that belt actually always meant to me, it meant like a rebirth, like
right.
for the company, because what it did was when the Iron Man title, which was awfully renamed to the New Horror title, no offense to Sammy Callahan, he had nothing to do with that. The
right, I agree.
Yeah, it just, like, that was a belt that, in my opinion, symbolized what CZW was all about at the time. You know, like, sure, it wasn't that your heavyweight belt or it wasn't, like, just called your deathmatch belt, but your core guys who made up CZW, like, they all held that belt. You know, in a way, it was kind of like the Intercontinental belt.
Right.
But for CZW, it was a little bit more than that, I feel, and,
well,
and on a scale.
Yeah. I mean, at a point, it did become that, as, like, redefined when they ran that, that whole, like, you know, redefining moment for the tournament, but it was the deathmatch belt at a point.
Right, no, you could say that. It came and went, but at the same time, when you heard the name, the Iron Man Champion, you know, you thought of guys like Messiah, you thought of guys like Wifebeater, you thought of guys
right.
like Lobo, and then you thought of guys like Chris Hero later. You know, that's
absolutely.
that's a heavy set of dudes to think of.
Right.
But for me, when the Wired title was first. You know, when it came about, when they were talking about it and stuff like that, before, you know, maybe somebody cut a ridiculous promo saying it was for the young guys, which necessarily it wasn't. It was a belt that was replacing the Iron Man belt, that was filling a gap and actually filling a new gap created by the TV show at the time. So
right.
it was a really big deal to me.
Yeah, that's cool, man. I mean... I hate to break that wall down and everything else, but, you know, I mean, let's talk a little about your brother. I mean, you know, when I first started going, you and your brother both were, you know, in the crowd. He had made his name for himself, you know, just being a huge, huge fan of Nick Mondo and, you know, doing the garb and all of that stuff and just being an enormous fan. He became known just as a crowd member. He became
yeah.
known. He progressed and he came on to, you know, being Little Mondo. And, you know, he did his thing, man. He learned a lot of, like, technical aspects and stuff like that. But when he first, I think, broke in, there was no intent to actually be, you know, Nick Mondo's style.
Well, the story
but,
behind that, with him originally breaking in, like, he wasn't supposed to start wrestling then. Like, that was never planned.
Mm-hmm.
But he was going through some personal things, and he was supposed to join the Marines.
Right.
But this never happened. It wasn't something that he was really committed to, and he never went through with it. Which, you know,
right.
thankfully for me, I personally didn't want to see him go over there. So
right.
you know,
understandably.
He, yeah, it's something nice for the fans. And if you remember that match when he first came out and challenged me, like, the fans really appreciated it. And it was an awesome thing.
That was definitely one of them, you know.
Right, it was an awesome moment. So,
yeah.
You know, like, all right, cool, that was cool. We got to see him come out and live his dream. You know, it's a one-chance thing for him. Hopefully he does well. Cool. But now what do we do with him? Now that he's not doing this, where does it go from here? And for that he's suddenly forced into this position of, okay, what do I want to do with this? Do I want to continue with this? Do I want to pursue other things? And then how do I take this and run with it and actually make it entertaining?
Right.
So that's why it took him so long to get to this point, in my opinion.
Right. Now, I mean, where he's at now, I mean, he has been quite impressive, you know, in what he's trying to do. And he's actually taken the road of being the dangerous wrestler, you know, the risk taker, the Nick Mondo style. And quite honestly, he's done quite well with that. I mean, I was pulling very hard for him to actually make it into Tournament of Death. And, you know, I mean, he didn't get the spot. But, you know, I talked to him after the show, and he even said, dude. Well, first he said, dude, you were talking shit. I said, I didn't like the fucking promos. Like, and, you know, there wasn't any, I know I caught heat with you and everything, but I just didn't like the way the promos were going off. It was just, you know, a guy doing push-ups saying, we're going to do deathmatch wrestling. I'm like, maybe. But, yeah, when it came to him performing, he didn't do a goddamn thing wrong. And I was really, you know, excited to see, like, a new, fresh face. And not even a fresh face, a very familiar face, but in a new, you know, a new genre that, like, you didn't see him step into before. So it was, you know, it was cool. And he was like, nah, in due time, man. You know, it was great to just be, you know, in that atmosphere and do that type of thing.
Exactly.
You know, so he's got a great attitude for it. I mean, a lot of fans like me, I want to see the good shit right now. But, yeah, I guess I'm a little impatient. What can I do?
That's okay. You're a Philadelphia fan.
Yeah, I'm from Jersey, though. So, you know, settle down. So, yeah, man. Do you have any worries about him going into that style of wrestling?
No. I mean, he's seen pretty much every single match of that style, so I'm sure he knows what to do. At the same time, he does, like, Nick Mondo does mentor him. He keeps in regular contact with him. So if there's anybody who, you know, you can have to talk to him. And I know he's in close contact with, like, Danny Havoc and then, you know, Zandig and all those guys. So he's got a good relationship with pretty much all the top guys in the deathmatch world that we would know, if that's really how far he wants to go. But at the same time, like, all the wrestling training and the martial arts training that he actually does compete in, that's going to help him, you know, for any of those situations and give him an advantage over anyone else who would be in that situation.
You know, being his brother and everything, have you done a lot of work with him to help him out on, you know, the technical side and, you know, that whole thing?
Well, me and him started training together at the same time, except he was 14 and I was 17 when we began.
Okay.
So pretty much all the training that I've had, he's had. I mean, I know he took a lot of time off for certain things and, but we started together. We have the same foundation. And then, you know, at the same time, he comes down to the school, I go down to the school, we usually go together. It's pretty convenient.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah, and, you know, just, I mean, to give credit where credit is due, because I might talk some shit back and forth with you, and I know you're a heel, you got to say what you got to say, but, you know.
I'm usually pretty honest.
Huh?
I'm generally honest with my words. So
am I. Yeah, so am I. But, you know, one thing, you know, I've said on the show before, too, because actually, you know, I had B-Boy on, and the show ended with me, like, it went, like, probably 15, 20 minutes shorter than it was actually supposed to go, and it left more or less on the wrong note, and then I explained myself the following week. I don't, you know or think that you listen to that much, but what I was more or less saying is, because I was, you know, the Facebook comments, whatever, you know, got under my skin a little bit, but it was, I understood it as heat, or, you know, heel heat, whatever the case may be, but over the whole, you know, your brother thing. But what I had said to follow that is, don't get me wrong, Drew, to me, is one of those guys. He's one of those Dean Malenko types. that's able to make his opponent look really, really good. Any criticism that I might have about you is only that you don't make yourself look good enough. Now, I think the way you work your angle and your gimmick and everything, I think goes very, very well. But ring-wise, like, and again, I'm not a worker, so this is only a fan's opinion, but you make your opponent look better than you make yourself look, I think. You know,
okay.
I don't think you do anything wrong in the ring whatsoever. Like, you know, I mean, if you watch a match and you're like, there was nothing wrong with that, but that's also not what you buy a DVD for. You know what I mean? Like, you can find very, very little flaws off of your matches. But does it have any spark that's going to go, hey, man, you got to check that fucking match out?
I see what you're getting at. I know exactly what you mean. But at the same time, it comes down to what exactly are my goals?
Right.
You know, and this is something that I go over with the students at the academy, at the CZW school. And anytime I teach a seminar, this is something that we always talk about. And literally, it comes down to what are your goals? What do you want to get out of this at the time? And
right.
I think that right now, for what I'm doing, this is exactly where I want to be, personally.
And I don't knock you at all for it, because honestly, like, it takes more of a person to do what you're doing to make other people look good than it takes to make yourself look good and put everybody else to the side. So there's no knocking you for it. But this is, you know, just my criticism on, you know, what is actually happening. So,
well, I'm not ruining your entertainment value, am I?
No. I just personally think, like, with a little tweak here and there, and you putting yourself a little bit higher on the, you know, the priority list, not abandoning making other people look good, I think you can go much further in the business, because I think you're capable of a lot.
Well, to be honest with you, I'm biding my time.
Yeah, no, I hear you, and shit, you're fucking overseas working right now, so obviously you're not doing too bad.
No, this is one of my goals. I'm living the dream, man. This is wonderful.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. It's fucking awesome. Eric, what you got, man?
Yeah, what's going on?
what's going on? We're doing
a radio
show.
What was that?
So what's going on? We're doing a radio show. So
I've been listening, but I'm just, you know, I'm trying to think of a question to ask. And right now, you've covered a lot of shit that I'm trying to go through some stuff.
What's your time in Jakarta been like with your unnamed persona?
What is this? What persona?
Well, I mean, you play a character in Chikara, true or false?
I worked for Chikara for 2008, I believe. I was there for 5 shows.
Oh, that was it?
Yes.
Okay. I thought you were under a mask. I wasn't going to name anything, but...
Nope. I was never asked to do that, and have yet to be asked. I still keep in touch with my trainers, though.
Okay, yeah, that's cool, that's cool. Those 5 shows, what was those 5 shows like?
It was great. I got to team with a certain ex-partner of mine against some crazy characters. We helped elevate Tim Donst into the starting point in the company. And it was fun. It was just like working for the next shows, the next STF shows.
I got a great question to ask. All right, so they brought what year was that when they brought Sumner back to CZW?
It was last year.
Yeah.
That was last year.
Briefly.
In that match, a lot of people were like, you know, you were dealing the heel heat, and then they were bringing back Sumner. What was that whole match like? You know, working.
What do you mean? What was it like? It really wasn't something I wanted to do. Like, I really didn't want to do that at all.
Oh.
It kind of happened. So I was pretty pissed off. And then, of course, look what happened. He's gone. He's not here. He's gone. He disappeared. And, he's got a great job and everything. Like, good for him. But I was very uncomfortable in that situation. And I'm sure you could see that in my performance.
Yeah.
And, yep.
Oh.
That, and it kind of came and went. So, yeah.
what I was going to follow up with that was, and it goes right off of that, but, you know, what's your feelings on Andy Sumner? Because, I mean, you know, I mean, he was impressive, you know, in the time he was there and the times he was doing things. He always had kind of an awkward presence towards the fans, so I don't really know, you know, where that stemmed from or whatever, but he just didn't look comfortable. But other than that, he did have some impressive attributes, but you never stopped working. When he disappeared...
Here's a little something about Andy Sumner. He has social anxiety disorder. And he's also bipolar.
Okay.
Like, many people... Like, nobody knew this. Nobody knows this. But, yeah, you could see that he was awkward in the ring. Sure, he was awkward. But, yeah, he had major potential. And then there were certain times when he'd do things that you wouldn't expect him to do, like death matches, for example. This is a dude who has, like, a lot of mental problems. And, you know, he was a nice guy, but at the same time, he wasn't all there. And you never quite knew what the extent of that was. And I think that, thankfully, at the time, the way that Zandig was managing things, it got too much for him to deal with, and he just upped and left. And that's good, because something very dangerous could have happened in the ring, and that would have been upsetting.
Right. When
but don't
you know,
get me wrong, the guy had a lot of potential, and if he worked on his mental game, it'd have been, you know, he could have did whatever he wanted to do.
I mean, how did that feel to you when, you know, you never stopped working, and of course, I mean, it was partially like a heel thing or whatever, but it got to the point where, you know, the Philly fans were chanting, you know, we want Sumner, you know, we want Sumner, Andy Sumner, while you were wrestling, and, you know, I think more or less those chants and those continual things actually forced that match that you just spoke of. I mean, over the months, how did that affect you?
It didn't bother me one bit. It was, it was a reaction I was getting out of the crowd. If my job is to go out there and get a certain reaction, then I'm doing my job.
True. Do you think that...
And look what happened. They freaking blew their load on that match, right? Could have been maybe something special. Who knows? I don't know. The dude shouldn't have been there in the first place.
Okay. So you pretty much think that he's done, all right?
Yeah, I haven't heard him. I don't know. I don't know where he is. Disappeared. I know he had a really good job. I don't know how, but moved somewhere. I know he at one point was in Russia.
Wow. That's quite a move.
But, yep, no contact with him whatsoever. I don't think anybody else even, like, speaks to him. I don't think anybody ever did. Sad.
Wow.
Sad. Me, him, and Danny Havoc were the only people to come out of that class as graduates. Of that short time that, you know, Chikara took over the school. And we really, like, we were representatives of that, and that meant a lot to me. So.
And that was more or less pairings of, you know, just kind of random circumstance of you guys coming out at the same time, or?
Yep, exactly. The way Chikara runs their school is that they have a set class, and, like, not like a typical high school or something, but they have a set group of guys who graduate together. And it just so happened that the three of us were the only three from our group that did that at the time before the school split. So that was a big deal for me.
Yeah. I mean, when you guys all came out and stuff too, and I know Danny Havoc was right around that same time, and like the way that they were debuting. Everybody, I always had like that dream match. Damn, you know, I hope Andy Sumner gets his fucking, you know, he seems to be going semi-hardcore, but he still has like a great amount of, you know, just the strong wrestling, you know, he's got somewhat of a power guy thing to him. And if they ran a feud with Danny Havoc and that guy, it would probably be money. I think that would actually work out really well, and then he just kind of faded off.
Well, I'm sorry you're stuck with me.
you know, I take it
sometimes,
one day at a time.
It's good to be stuck with Drew Gulak. You know what I mean? Entertaining
nah,
yourself.
Dude.
Yo, by the way, yo, remember, I hate to bring that shit up, but I have to, man. Like, we have someone on the show who did some YouTube videos, and remember that guy, Jay? Reggie, remember that shit? Remember when he fucking said remember when he fucking said on YouTube, like he did a YouTube video and we played it on the show and showed that didn't he say something like Drew Gulak is better than AJ Styles? And he was fucking like that was his fucking, like he, like, that was his whole thing. Like he fucking, remember that whole thing?
Yeah.
When he said
yeah.
That, Jay?
Yeah. Yeah. So, but nah, dude. I don't mean to, you know. Point blank, I mean, you've worked harder the entire time. You've been, you know, consistent. And no, by no means did I ever think that, you know, he was more marketable or a guy that I needed to see more than that. But as far as like when I saw his value in the business, I thought that would be a good move. You know.
Sure. There's a lot of good things that did good with him.
Sure. But like you said, I mean, he had potential.
I doubt we'll ever get to see him again, so hooray.
Well, that's too bad, you know. What can you do? But Drew Gulak for a better CZW.
Yep, that's the idea. Trying to
apparently
trying to
at this past
better.
Show, because you weren't there, they did not find anybody. They ran a match. I think it was like a six-man or something. And your big bodyguard just destroyed everybody in the ring.
I do get a lot of good submissions, though, for this thing. Like, my, I got people answering my emails for me, actually. And they do come up quite a bit. I do have a lot of people giving me, like, demo tapes and resumes and stuff. There's a lot I still have to go through. And there's a lot of spots open. Like, we do have space reserved for at least through the fall. I don't know how many matches we're going to actually be able to have. But, like, my main idea for this segment of the show is to give people who would normally wouldn't get a chance to wrestle in front of that crowd a chance to do that.
Right.
So, you'll find maybe that diamond in the rough, and maybe you'll find someone who maybe I don't personally agree with, but maybe someone else could find an opportunity for, you know?
Right. Yeah, like I said, I mean, you know, your big Samoan buddy, man, he beat the shit out of, like, I think, like 4 to 6 people. Apparently, those are cast-offs.
Hey,
tough
break. Welcome to the business, kids.
Yeah, what can you do? So, yeah, man, Eric, unless you got anything else, just definitely want to thank
good.
Drew for coming on.
Yeah, definitely.
Best of luck overseas, man. Keep representing. Keep boosting your careers. I'm sure you know very well how to do. And just keep doing it, man.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one, and good luck with the shows.
Not a problem, man. Thank you for calling in.
No problem. Take care. Black G. All right.
Good night, man. Yeah, man. So that was Drew Gulak and the Black G's. I really didn't expect Drew Gulak, but he is quite a nice guy to have on. That's a very refreshing thing.
Yeah, man.
All this talking and all this, I think I'm going to play a video real quick so that way we could take just a little bit of a break. And I'm going to come back and we're going to get real funny out this bitch because I got sound drops out the ass. I got shit to talk about. And, oh, man.
We still got to go over the CZW show completely.
I know. We didn't even touch that. Dude.
Yeah.
It's going to be a long one. Hey, check out this song. Cracks my shit up. And we'll be back in 2 minutes.
This is my first attempt at a eHarmony video. I'm nervous, but I'm excited at the same time. So I'm just going to start talking about what I like. I love cats. I love every kind of cat. I just want to hug all of them, but I can't hug every cat. Can't hug every cat. So anyway, I am a cat lover and I love to run. I'm sorry I'm being a bad cat. I guess I really love a cat. I'm being a bad cat again and again and again and again and again. I think about how many don't have a home and how I didn't have some. I think about how cute they are and how their ears and the whisker in their nose. I love cats, I I love every kind of cat. I just want to hug all of them, but I can't hug every cat. So anyway, I am a cat lover and I love to run. I'm sorry I'm being a bad cat. I guess I really love all cats. But I can't hug every cat. Can't hug every cat.
Yeah, man, that's more or less what it is right there. We have tons of shit to talk about, man. Yeah, check Drew Gulak out on Twitter for sure. For a better combat zone, according to Drew. So that's what it is. Thanks for coming on again. Let's get into, I mean, we were talking the baseball thing before, you know, we got all our great guests on and stuff. So I figured I'm going to touch on that real quick before I get into all the other wrestling stuff. That way I get it out of the way. Because the one other thing that I wanted to talk about was...
yeah, I've seen that too.
Yeah, Joey Garcia just said, his cat usually sleeps on the speaker box. When this song came on, she definitely just ran for the door. That's fucking hilarious. So, the other baseball thing I wanted to talk about, because I'm not even a baseball fan, but a couple of, you know... I got an echo right now. But, you know, one thing that I just... It stood out to me. I was just like, wow, dude. You know, Jeter got this 3,000th hit. It was a home run. Well, this fucking dude that caught the fucking ball. Oh, my fucking God, man. Yo, hold on. Let me, you know, because, oh, man. The president will tell you.
He's a jackass.
Yeah, he's a jackass. And what it is, dude, he settled. He pretty much went, they hauled him off. He caught the ball. It was a home run, which is big, big shit. Like, you know, that's some shit. Like, you just won the lottery, asshole, right? So now they caught you off to the back, and they're just like, yeah, fucking, you know, all right, what do you want? They asked him, what do you want? And he goes, this isn't my ball. This is Jeter's ball. He earned this. He is the one that, you know, earned all of this, and here's the ball.
It sounds like fucking Reggie. It sounds like fucking Reggie saying some shit like that.
I just want some, you know, some merch. Give me like a, you know, a signed shirt, you know, a couple break it down. He got a couple signed jerseys, a couple hats, a couple bats, and some tickets, some like bomb ass tickets, right? But that totaled $50,000. All right? Oh, okay. Digest that right quick. Bottom line is, now this dude is fucking wanted by the government because he owes $14,000 in motherfucking taxes on that $50,000 of merchandise that he fucking got. Merchandise memorabilia that he got. He owes $14,000 to the fucking government for that. This motherfucker could have got $500,000, fucking $500,000, bought a fucking house, da-da-da-da. Let's go a little deeper. This asshole had fucking $100,000 in student loans and still does. Fuck. Okay, Juan. Yo. This is what I feel about Derek Jeter.
Fuck him up against the wall. Wear handcuffs on. There's crazy people in there. That's all you do.
So, but I'm saying, this dude could have bought a fucking house and fucking paid off his student loans and paid the governments for the fucking taxes and all that shit. Instead,
he could have bought his own fucking and got his own fucking house and got his own fucking bat you know, autographed
fucking
baseball.
This motherfucker, he could have bought that shit from a fucking, you know, a memorabilia store for fucking shit. This motherfucker still owes $114,000 straight up. He's in $114,000 in debt when he caught a fucking ball that was worth a fucking half a mil. What the fuck is wrong with these people, man? You got one motherfucker falling out. This is why I don't like baseball, yo. The one motherfucker falls out the stands, dies in front of a six-year-old kid to catch a fucking ball that was caught. That was an out. It was a fucking out. Fucking third out. Motherfucking outfielder's like, yo, here goes the ball, buddy. You're dead. Fucking next guy, $114,000 in debt for catching a fucking $500,000 ball. Fuck baseball, man. I can't deal with this shit. I can't deal with it. I just fucking keep seeing it. I'm like, the stupidest people go to this sport, man. Because, fuck, man. I can't even understand the type of shit that goes on. I mean, how do you feel about it? You're a baseball fan, Eric. How do you fucking stomach that type of thing?
But that's fucking people's choices. You know what I'm saying? That's not the game that fucking make. Like, the game doesn't make them fucking say, oh, keep the ball or get rid of the ball. That's the fucking people. That's the people, Jay. You know what I'm saying? That's like fucking saying, oh, like, that's the same situation is, oh, you watch wrestling? Oh,
I watch wrestling. I didn't catch a fucking $500,000 ball and just go, that's not mine, you know? Just,
Yeah, but I'm saying one thing, though. That's fucking people.
I'm a hater,
Ron.
You stop it. I will fucking take this guy out right now. You're one of the few guys I am certain I can take down.
So, you know, it is what it is, Vaughn. And, you know, I just think that it's crazy. Liking a sport, liking wrestling, liking that type of thing, I don't think can even compare to a guy fucking losing hundreds of thousands of dollars.
That's their choice, though. That's not the fucking game.
Yeah.
That's not.
A lot of people chose to fucking nosedive off the fucking Golden Gate Bridge. That doesn't make it a good fucking choice.
Right, that's their choice. But that's their choice. You know what I mean? I don't want to fucking do that
I'm
shit.
I'm fucking
stupid. Fucking idiot.
I don't give a fuck.
Oh, you just keep serving. You're just a hater. You're just a hater. Oh,
because I'm fucking stupid. I don't give a fuck.
You know, I mean, it is what it is.
Yo,
I,
Jay, what's your thoughts on DJ Hyde?
Well, hold on. I gotta, you know, scroll all over.
Because I
want to
play a game.
What is that question again? I missed your question.
Yeah. Well, I got a couple people that I want to, you know, hear your thoughts on. What's your thoughts on DJ?
He's a jackass.
What's your thoughts on the Masked Maniac?
I hate this idea that you're the best. Because you're not.
What's your thoughts on Don Tony?
You stop it. I will fucking take this guy out right now. You're one of the few guys I am certain I can take down.
Oh, I love sound drops, dude. And I don't even feel that severe about those people. I am playing my ass off these sound drops because I'm having the fucking time of my life with this shit. I've been very, very excited about this. Juan. Hey, whoa, hey. anyway, you know, have you seen...
I think we should play an Iron Sheik song for Juan.
Fuck him. As far as that... Derek Jeter ball guy.
Start them off, you got a gun, fucking shoot him in the face.
You know, it's just what I say. You know, no one has to really listen, but, you know, it's what it is.
Are you watching TNA right now, or no?
No, I'm not watching TNA, and unfortunately, you know, it's on my computer. I don't know how it got there, but, haven't watched the pay-per-view. I've heard good things about the pay-per-view, which is good. And, you know, I will definitely be watching that. But, you know, I mean, it's just...
Yo, give me 1 second. I'll be right back, all right?
Okay.
I'll be right back.
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
Oh, sound drops are great. So, yeah, I guess we'll just go with a little bit of dead air. Oh, Juan, you better come to the motherfucking party. Don't give me you're going to try. You're going to fucking show up. You know what I mean? And yeah, man. Don't, hey. You're going to try?
I'm like, really? Because no, you fucking can't.
I need y'all motherfuckers out there. So Eric's supposedly coming, but we'll see that last minute cancellation in the future. Oh, what can I do? Yes, you will be there. You will fucking like it. You know what I mean? That's what it is, Juan. Yo, I'm going to have drops specifically for you next week. It's going to be phenomenal.
I'm back.
Anyway. Fantastic.
Exactly.
Shit. Missing one person tonight, for sure. Heavily missing one person, but I can't not give a shout-out to Nicole and Toby, who are getting married this weekend, and, you know, much love to them. And I can't, you know, I can't be happier for them. She's been counting down the days like it's... Like, it's Armageddon, man, but it's a happy Armageddon. And, you know, they're going down with, they're going to get married at a wrestling show on Saturday. And it's a pretty big thing, man, out there in Ohio. And, yeah, definitely check that out. You know, I mean, it's big, big things. Go out to that wrestling show, you guys in the Ohio area. You know what it is, July 16th. Check them the fuck out, man. So, you know, miss you, Nicole and Toby, and, you know, hope you're back next week. Well, maybe you'll still be on honeymoon. I don't know what your plans are, but, yeah.
That's so great, man. That's great. That's happy news.
Yeah, definitely happy news.
After we just talked about fucking people dying and fucking, you know, money, fucking losing, you know. It's good to go back to happy news, you know what I mean?
Of course it is. Of course it is.
Where the fuck's
Juan
at?
Yes. He's
Juan
in the
like
chat.
Doesn't Juan
He's
like
in the chat. Ah, Juan could call in if he wants. I don't give a shit. You know... If he's not going to call in, I mean, it's on him. I do have to talk about the CCW show, so I can take a call. I can, you know, go to the CCW results. I can go to whatever.
Let's go to CCW, and then if, you know, if he calls in, you know, we'll just, you know.
All right. CCW. Started out with the Drew Gulak Invitational, which was, forgive me for these names, but VSK defeated Alex Reynolds, Alexander James, and Lance Steele. Like I said, the big Samoan came in and killed everybody. Rightfully so. VSK is actually pretty good. I don't know where he came from, if he's actually a student, but the rest of them are definitely students. So, anyway, Azrael and Bandido Jr. beat the Runaways. Rightfully so. Everyone should beat the Runaways. So now they're apparently... the Runaways were involved in it. So, yeah.
Fuck them up against the wall. Where hands are phone, and crazy people
are in
this. That's all you do.
But Azrael and Bandido happen to be great talents, and they're now going to be in, I think, like a four-way for number one contenders at the tag team titles in August. So they're seeing
right.
that now, and you know, that's what it is. Next up was Kit Osborne coming out. Which that fucking kid just gets the shit knocked out of him. It doesn't matter, man. It's you know, he just comes out to awkward situations. Last time he came out, fucking Robert Anthony beat the fucking balls off of him, and then next thing you know, fucking he comes out and that Black G's comes out. Like, well, what do you expect to happen, man? You're getting owned, dog. And that's what happened. And then the whole pull-apart thing between Maven and fucking Sabian, and my thing is, like I said, man, yo, you cannot have a point of power and be like, you're going to pay for this, you're going to, and then get into a pull-apart brawl. Like, what the fuck is a pull-apart brawl?
And then he gets tail shot.
Right. So your power looks like shit right now. And, yeah. So, that whole thing. Blackout. You know, continued their streak. Ruckus and Alex Cologne, they continued their streak in beating the set of Lance Lude and Jay Sin. And I gotta tell you, man, the set are pretty impressive. You know, Blackout, they're still doing their thing. There's, you know, still a little flawed as far as the Cologne side of it, but he's still doing his thing. He's still doing better. I'm glad he's with good company right now, and he's gonna continue to improve. I do believe that. The set, I can't wait to see them back. I believe they're coming back in September from having talked to them. So they're good, man. They're good. They're a very exciting tag team. They have a good balance of fucking styles and everything with high flying and power wrestling, and they have a good amount of tag team moves and good team there, right? Straight up. Ricky Reyes beat Ty Hagen and forgettable match, really nothing to stand out. Next up was Matt Tremont coming out talking some shit about how he had a great fucking, you know, TOD performance and he's pissed off because he lost and all of that stuff. Next thing you know, Lil Mondo's music hits. Okay, let me tell you straight up, like, I just got finished putting Lil Mondo over. And believe me, I feel that wholeheartedly. Like, I wasn't just saying that because his brother was on the phone, but, like, seriously, Little Mondo has a lot of fucking possibilities. He has a lot of potential in the business. And I hope that shit is fulfilled 100%. I hope this guy is a future Tournament of Death winner. And actually, like, climbs that ladder that much. A guy that was in the fans, you know, in the crowd way back in 2001 when I was. Probably close to 10 years younger than me. And fucking raised up to the point where he is a fucking definite competitor at this point. And just continues to climb and climb and climb. Okay. However, Matt Tremont fucking blasted into the fucking limelight. He debuted in CCW against Pinky. He pretty much fucked Pinky to fuck up, got his spot in Tournament of Death, and proceeded to beat the Necro Butcher in the first round. I repeat, beat the Necro Butcher in the first round. You know, that's some shit that doesn't happen that often as far as like a new guy that not that many people heard of. So, I think he's pretty already accomplished. They're not putting Little Mondo over the Necro Butcher quite yet. They're not even putting Little Mondo over fucking DJ yet, which is a big fucking leaps and bounds of difference, you know? So then he goes into the second round, goes to toe-to-toe with fucking Masada, who, let's be honest, he got beat by the fucking Tournament of Death champion. Yeah, he got beat by the guy that won the whole fucking thing. There's really not a lot of shame in that. If the only guy that took you out of the tournament won the fucking tournament, that's, you know, I mean, if you get taken out of the playoffs by the team that wins the Super Bowl, well, I'd say, obviously it wasn't your year, they were a better team than you, but shit, they went to win the Super Bowl. They were the best fucking team out there. Or, you know, they went on to win that tournament. They were the best fucking guy or, you know, that was the best competitor out there. So that would be my thing there. I think it was a ridiculous booking. And to add to that, they had fucking Little Mondo dominate for fucking 90% of that match. Dominate. And I don't think that that was the right thing. And then, like, pretty much within one move, Tremont ended it. DJ comes out for, like, the, I don't know, dude. He came out so much during the show. I didn't even, like, take track of how many times he came out because it bothered me so much that I just, I couldn't keep track of it. So, yeah, he came out, yelled at Tremont for fucking daring to come in his ring and do some ultra-violent shit, which is weird. Yeah. So then, Tremont, you want a ultra-violent match? You got one next month. You want to put people through tables? You got an ultra-violent tables match next month. Didn't say who. I did see a flyer that has Matt Tremont versus Little Mondo in an ultra-violent tables match. So unless that flyer was wrong, and I hope the fuck so, it's just going to be a rematch. So it's kind of weird. It's kind of weird the way they're fucking doing it. And it's a goddamn shame if he buries a guy who has fucking made a name for himself quicker than DJ ever could. And that's
where the
fuck
did you see that flyer at?
It was actually on Jesus Facebook. And it was weird because that's the reason why I'm not really sure about that flyer, because the flyer had a big, big picture of, G's and Devin for the world title shit. And it only just mentioned, like, below it, like, Drake versus Scotty, Drake Younger versus Scotty Vortex. It didn't say shit about a fucking circus deathmatch, so I find it hard to believe that the fucking poster would not advertise that, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I hope I'm right, and that's not an actual poster. That's not actually the poster for that. Maybe they just got it wrong and repeated the match, but if that's what they're going with, it's a terrible decision. So then DJ comes out, you know, drags on his fucking promos, which are forever. He ordered Greg to clean the ring. He told Greg, he's just going to keep being his bitch. And then Greg turned on him. And then Greg has a match against a mystery opponent next month. And who gives a fuck? Then you had Jake Chris versus AR Fox. Great match for the Wired Championship. Jake Chris wound up going over. Which ended up, you know, not being a huge surprise because AR Fox is actually going to Japan. Great for him. You know, congratulations. And, you know, I wish him the best of luck. He's done nothing but tear it up over here, from here to Dragon Gate and back. And he's done some big things. So, you know, it's good for him. But Jay Chris, he's a phenomenal fucking athlete. He's a great, great guy to have on this fucking roster. He actually was, congratulated after he won by his tag partner in Irish Airborne. And, that was
Dave
cool.
Chris.
So hopefully, yeah, Dave Chris. So hopefully we'll be seeing that tag team as a tag team, very soon. Because they're a very talented tag team, as well as they're each very talented individually. So, here we go. There was a segment with Larry Legend and Cole Calloway. Now, before I get into this, let me just put out there that I'm not against gay people. You know, there's people that are really, really fired up about just hating people and, just completely, you know, just hate on gay people. I mean, there's some people that are yelling shit like this.
Hey, nice baggy shirt, you faggot! Faggot! Faggot!
You know, but that's not me. Ran a segment where, I mean, more or less, like, Cole Calloway came out, hit on fucking Larry Legend, got on his knees like he was going to blow him, fucking left the whole fucking South Philly fans just feeling awkward and shit, and, you know, it's just, I don't know how to feel about that, because honestly, and let's be fucking real, when have gay, like openly gay characters ever been a face in a company? Ever? I don't remember. I don't remember that happening. I know the last time Cole Calloway was in there, you had the fans screaming for him to kill this faggot and all of this and this and this and this, and fucking Nick Gage beat the shit out of him every time he came out there. Like, he barely grabbed the fucking mic after the first time he came out there, and Nick Gage beat him up, and straight up, yo, shoot-wise, Cole Calloway was scared to come back to CZW as long as Nick Gage was there, and he didn't. And now Nick Gage is in prison. Now Cole Calloway's back. Now they're gonna bring a whole gay stable out of CZW. Well, that doesn't, like, you're looking for the baddest guy in CZW to come out and fucking end this shit. That's not gonna happen. So now this is what it is. They ran a whole gay thing. He got on his knees like he was gonna blow him. Then Larry said, "Well, I can't refuse a guy. I can't turn down a guy on his knees or something." And he jumped up and down and da 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 da. And straight up, like, the way I see it is, like, listen, Larry is the fucking best ring announcer in the fucking independent business right now. As far as his, yeah, everybody knows about, you know, his personal preference. That's fine. That's his business. It don't bother me. Cole Calloway, he plays the gimmick. From what I've heard, he's straight. Like, he, you know, he's married or some shit like that. Like, he's like a straight dude. That's fine. Again, whatever. As far as the overall, like, over gayness just being flaunted and fucking celebrated in front of my face, I'm not a fan of it. I'm not a fan of it. Again, I don't hate on any people's lifestyle. I thought it was great when, you know, they actually passed the bill to people who were actually allowed to get married as, you know, same-sex marriage in New York. I thought that was great shit, man, because there's no reason that, like, you should, you know, deny people their rights, and I think that is their rights. However, you know, like I said, in wrestling, any, like, overly gay character has always been a heel, and the big tough guy face has come out and crushed the other guy. It just puts a bad taste in my mouth, man. I don't like that whole shit. It's awkward. It's really uncalled for. So now apparently they're gonna make a big gay stable. So, you know.
And
yeah,
you hate
I
every
actually,
minute of it.
Huh?
I said, and you hate every minute of it.
I just don't like the way it goes down like that. I'm not a fan of it. Then you have Sammy versus Necro. Now, Sammy beat Necro, but honestly, you know, with Sammy, he got locked out of his house, went to break back in. He gashed his fucking forearm up, usually breaking glass. And, well, this ain't Japan. You know, he cut his shit up bad, and that was his forearm that he cut open. And, you know, for anybody that knows Sammy Callahan's style, his style is hugely based around his forearm and, you know, working, fucking nailing people with the forearm and stuff like that. So, honestly, I think the match suffered due to Sammy's injury. And, again, I mean, he could have easily said, "Hey, man, I was injured and I can't wrestle." So, you know, I give him credit for going out there and stuff like that, but I think it could have been a lot better, you know, with Sammy's full arsenal intact, and that, I think, was a, you know, something that took him back a bit, because, I mean, he fucking crushes people with his forearm. That's most of his offense, is he's doing a lot of different forearm shit and a lot of things that involve his forearm. And yeah, man, it's, you know, I think it took away from it. So it really didn't come out that really that special. Sammy kept his winning streak alive, and that's really all that matters. But, it, you know, and the bottom line is it still wasn't that special. Devin beat Joker. Okay. You know, I said from the fucking start of this whole
fucking
thing.
Fucking horseshit, by the way.
I said from the start of this whole thing with Devin, He does not belong being a champion. Not a world champion. Seriously. I don't think that he fits that mold. He works great matches. He does a lot of things really, really well. But I don't think that he has that flagship look. He doesn't have that. And Joker proved that 100% because Joker just owned him all over that ring like a fucking rag doll. He just threw him all over the place, hit him with like every suplex he's got in his fucking arsenal. And it made fucking Devin look like shit, like a fucking jobber. And then you had what looked like an upset victory that I called fucking halfway through the match. I said, Devin's winning with a roll-up. And Devin, with minimal offense, won with a fucking roll-up. And I had all these little punk-ass kids around me, and everybody else go, oh, wow, you were right. Yeah, that's funny. I fucking learned about fucking a little bit of how matches go over 10 years of watching it, but I know that's strange. But that's what it is. But Joker made him look like shit. He just fucking threw him all over the ring like he didn't mean shit. And that's why I don't think Devin looks good as a fucking champion. Because you couldn't have done that with Robert Anthony. You couldn't have done that with Drake Younger. Drake Younger would have had something to offer back. So would Robert Anthony. Devin is just far too small. And it's not really all about size, but it's just a matter of, like, the way they come off dominant-wise. Like, you have to have some fucking form of dominance, the believable dominance. Because you can't have Devin fucking hitting the guy with his forearm for fucking 20 minutes and you go, wow, he's so tough. Like, you're like, Joker, what the fuck? You know, like, no, Joker crushed him. And he won with a roll-up, and that's like a chicken shit heel victory. Not a guy who's supposed to be a face, and, you know, it is what it is. Nina Sane's Sting's makeup looks terrible this week. Doesn't even look like a Joker this week, but I don't have my TV on, so I really can't talk for that. But it is what it is.
You're right.
So that's what. And it went off of that to, yeah, G's getting a fucking world title shot because, you know, that makes no sense. So that's why. Then you got Asada versus Danny Havoc in a gusset plate match. This is like this fucking, oh, man, it's like a rectangular metal plate with spikes on it. And it's made to attach one surface to another. I'm not really sure, like, the substance you're actually supposed to use it to attach. I've seen them in the past, but I'm not a, you know, construction worker, so wow, we've lost, like, our whole fucking chat room within the past, like, 2 minutes, Juan and everything without saying goodbye. It's crazy. Anyway.
Why, they all just wanted to go home, or what?
I don't know. They all just logged out, so.
Is Nina still in the chat room?
Yeah, she's there. And one guest.
Okay.
But, anyway, good night, guys. You know, you want to go to bed, that's all good. I'm sorry.
I hope they don't think we're
Juan's
ending
back.
At 11.
Juan's
oh, Juan's back. Okay.
The what?
That's weird. I said, I hope they don't think it's these shows ending at 11.
No, we're good. We're good for a minute.
Okay.
You know, so, like I said, it was those crazy fucking spike things. And they did some shit with him, but honestly, like, there was such a lack of fucking enthusiasm, a lack of effort put into the stipulations at Tournament of Death, like, I heard way too many matches where they legitimately said, whatever fuckery we have left in the back. Like, several fucking matches where that's how they announced it. And that, boy, that looks fucking hugely unprofessional. Why the fuck does Juan keep logging in and out? So it is what it is. You know, and then all of a sudden they put on this match where it's like some shit you never seen before. You would think, fuck, man, why not pull that out? Fucking finals of Tournament of Death. Like, it doesn't add up to me. You know, I mean, it's whatever, man.
Who the fuck knows who the fuck is booking that fucking shitty company?
It was a crazy, crazy match, dude. Like, and honestly, no thanks to Masada. Other than one big spot type thing, it was all Danny Havoc getting a shit beat out of him. And I gotta say straight up, I'm a fan of Masada, but I honestly don't think he takes fucking a third of the fucking abuse that the other fucking guys take in the match. I really don't. Tournament of Death. Somebody explain to me the fucking massive amount of abuse that fucking Masada took to win that tournament. Compare that to the best winners of Tournament of Death. Let's be real. Because, fan or not, Masada is a crusher. Masada is a beast. Masada is a guy who squashes other people. He's not a guy that's going to make the other guy look good. And it's become to the point where it's like, all right, well, not really sure how good of an idea that is. Like, we got a title change. It crushed fucking Danny. The one spot, like I was mentioning before, the one spot that stood out, that not even really a spot, but I guess it is, whatever. These gusset plate things were set up on, like, kind of like, tic-tac-toe boards and shit. Like, 2x4s painted black that were, like, nailed into, like, tic-tac-toe boards. So, and then with the gusset plates nailed to them. So, some of those got broken up from getting, like, thrown into them, slammed into them because they were hung on the ropes. Well, one of them was, like, just a loose 2x4 after being broken with a gusset plate on the end. At one point, Danny Havoc just swung it like a baseball bat and hit Masada in the bicep with it. And it immediately just squirted blood out of his bicep. Like, these, yeah,
wow.
They,
Wow. I mean, I got some interesting news to break on the show. But keep going.
But yeah, man, it just squirted blood out of his fucking bicep and whatnot. And, that was some serious shit. But either way, Masada came out on top, and you know, won that fucking match. And next thing you know, September, Ryuji Ito versus Masada, fucking for the Ultraviolent Underground title in the CZW Arena Chris Cash Memorial Show, fucking going down. And he cut a promo after the fucking show saying he legitimately hates that motherfucker and he wants to beat the fucking shit out of him in America. Problem I got is, again, Masada doesn't like to take bumps, and from what I've heard over the years, Ito has gotten lazy. He don't like to take a lot of punishment. So I really, really hope that all of that actually works out well. You know, I hope. Because I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
Yeah.
I'll be there. You'll be seeing me a lot in a couple weeks. You'll be seeing me real soon. And the
doctors.
Fact. Yeah, my shit all taken care of. Oh, funny asshole. Yo, wait a minute. This is what I think of what you're saying.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
Yes.
Yeah, man. So,
To make you humble, let's do it. Make him humble.
So, anyway, what's your breaking news, man?
All right, so I'm on Facebook right now, checking out some stuff, and, you know, big thanks to Gulak from our show. And I'm reading, and I see that Rob Feinstein posted, he posted, and I'll read it. just was told that Colt Cabana might be headed into the WWE with Punk in the very near future. Oh. And the rumors of Chris Hero and Claudio Castagnoli are that they got a they're basically getting background checks and some testing done, medical testing and a physical.
Well, I guess we'll go on from that to CM Punk. Fucking CM Punk, man. He has been gold and gold and gold, and he did his whole start Raw and Raw this week, and big fucking pay-per-view this Sunday that I am very much looking forward to. And, you know, it is what it is. And there have been rumors circulating they might be doing a Ring of Honor crossover. And the things that you just said are helping to confirm what I have said and what other people have said that they see coming, because the guy, man, yo, if they do some shit, fucking, man, they could bring in, it would make sense why they let CM Punk stay Ring of Honor on the air. It would make sense why Colt Cabana has been named when he was never known as Colt Cabana within the company. It would also, you know, make sense why Chris Hero, Claudio are both getting fucking tryouts over and over. It would make sense why, you know, shit, they got Tyler Black. They got a lot of these guys. You know, you bring Bryan Danielson right back into that stable. You know, there is so much that they could do with that. And it could revolutionize indie wrestling. It really can.
Right.
Yeah. And, yeah, man, as far as, you know, those guys, and I mean, all these fucking guys I would like to see in the fucking company. I mean, my feeling on that is,
you're not going to hire a guy who laid his life on the line for this country so that you could go home to your lesbian partner and live in a judgment-free society. I think you are hiring that guy.
Yeah. More or less. I would say I think you are hiring that guy. So, should be really good, man. I think we got a lot of good fucking things ahead of us in the future. Gotta play a Sigis clip right quick because gotta recalibrate a little, get a little more things out, do our plugs, you know, do that whole thing because not really sure what else we got, but we'll figure it out. But, you know, 1 second. We'll play this clip. And like 5 minutes or so, be right back.
When I'm watching a pornographic video and all you can see is the dude's face profusely sweating over the female's mouth, I don't want to see that. I don't want to see the close-ups of the dude's nostrils, okay? Why would you put close-ups of the dude's face in pornos? I can't get jiggy to this shit. I can't get off to this. I can't masturbate to this. I'm trying to see some big-breasted females. I don't want to see this. Why do people keep making sequels to these housewife shows? Desperate Housewives, Housewives of Atlanta, Housewives of Homeless Men. Why do we have all these housewives shows? I don't want to see how these bitches bake cookies. I don't want to see how these bitches make milk. I don't want to see this shit. I don't want to see a bitch bake a cake and then throw the cake in another bitch face. I don't want to see two bitches hounding each other about a man that has a small penis. I don't want to see it. Take them all off the air right now. I want them all. Bye. Cancel them. But they make millions and millions of dollars. I don't give a damn if they make trillions of dollars and they had sex with Bill Gates. Cancel the goddamn shows. People that keep saying jelly, you jelly. Bro, that's jelly. You jelly. What the hell is jelly? Are you making a PB&J, bitch? Stop saying it. It's not funny. It's not creative. It's not cute. It makes me want to punch you in the face with an iron fist. Bring back Bob Barker to The Price is Right. The Price is not right until Bob come back. I love Drew Carey. He's doing a good job. I don't want to see Bob Barker's old ass back. I loved them episodes. He didn't know what to say. He was getting numbers wrong. He was stumbling over lines. He was having sex with all them females. All the females you see on that show, Bob Barker done went through. Bob Barker was a pimp. Bring back Bob Barker. Where has Ashton Kutcher been? I haven't seen him since that 70s show. Ashton, where you at, bro? Come back to the scene, man. The TV ain't the same without you. Come back. I want to see some more episodes, Kelso. People keep telling me I look like one of the apes from that new ape movie coming out, Rise of the Planet of the Apes. Look, I'm not a chimpanzee, and I'm not Curious George, motherfucker. Why do people wear these dumbass glasses? Kanye, why did you make these glasses popular? Why? These glasses obstruct your vision. I look like Cyclops from the X-Men. These glasses suck. I can't even see anything. I tried to drive in my car wearing these glasses. I almost had a 12-car wreck on I-10. People that pray for the dumbest things, they're playing their video game. God, please let me win. God, I'll do anything if you let me win. They're using their cell phone. God, please let this app work. God, please. Really? God is your personal genie now? Three wishes, bitch? You mean to tell me God needs to take time out of his day from saving dying, starving African children to make your iPhone app work? I'm sorry, Kumjuju. I can't help you. Derek needs me to get Angry Birds on his iPhone. I said bitch a lot in this damn video, didn't I? Bitch, why is Shipley's Donut so damn good? That pisses me off, tasting that goddamn good. Every time I take a bite, it's like an orgasm in my damn mouth. I don't even need to have sex no more. If I want to have sex, I just go to Shipley's and stick my penis through the donut. I love Shipley's. It's like crack in your mouth. When you are having the biggest battle of your life on Xbox Live, and then your controller goes out. You can't make a controller that's resistant to stupidness, you stupid bastard. Why? I'm trying to shoot someone in the face on Grand Theft Auto, and I can't because the stupid controller needs to reconnect. Now I gotta play the whole damn mission over again. Screw that damn crap. Why are dudes adding me on social networking sites with no shirt on pictures or lip only pictures? Why is a man putting his lips only on Facebook and Google Plus? I do not want to see that. I don't want to look at this man's lips, think he's a female, and get aroused, okay? I don't want to do it. Can you please take your nasty ass lips, crusty ass lips, off of these profile pictures? Men with no shirt on either. Dude, okay, you have a six-pack. I'm glad that you did some crunches this summer, but we do not need to see your six-pack. Show it to your mama, your girlfriend, whoever. I don't want to see it. Do you want to see me shirtless? How would that look if I was shirtless and I wanted to ask you as a friend?
Yeah, I'm a fan of Sigurds, man. I'm always a big, big fan of Sigurds.
Nah, I don't know what that was. I thought that was the clip playing some more.
Yeah, it probably was. But, yeah, man. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Sigurds. He's a hilarious dude, and that's what that is, man. I just like to play him fucking wilding out on random shit.
Yeah, man.
So, what else is going on?
Nothing. TNA was fucking good. TNA Pay-Per-View was fucking great. Low-key Jack Evans, Shima Zion, and Austin Aries tore the fuck up. Yeah. They tore the fuck up, that four-way. That match was awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know too much about the AJ Styles Christopher Daniels match because I didn't watch that match yet.
Yeah.
No, that shit on the pay-per-view. I ordered that shit on the pay-per-view. Hint, hint.
Yeah, everyone did, yeah.
Yeah, man, they got some crazy ratings. They're making some money. They're going to make billions of dollars.
Are they?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I don't know. All my bad, but they definitely need the Black G Sabian on there, on that joint, DNA joint, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you know, I saw fucking Sting won the fucking world title tonight. I read the spoilers prior to tonight, but I saw
Sting
won the world title tonight.
He's a jackass.
But
yeah,
other than that, you know, he just keeps impersonating new dead fucking personas, you know.
Well, first he wants
can't
to
even say just actors because it's...
Well, last week, didn't he personify Heath Ledger?
Yeah, he's been doing the Joker thing. He's doing the Joker thing right now. He did the Crow for all those years, and now he's doing the Joker. And I hope he does Frank Drebin next. I hope he does Frank Drebin next, because that's another actor that is dead, and the gimmick is Frank Drebin, and here's how it would work. He would stumble into matches and kind of like he would win, but he would kind of like buffoon his way into a win. Like he would completely buffoon his way into a win where like he didn't like mean to do shit, and then he ended up in there and
so
ended up winning.
Sounds like he's doing that already.
No, but like he would do something where like, you know, he'd go to talk to the ref, and he'd turn around and hit the guy with his elbow, and the guy'd be knocked out, and he'd just be like, oh, okay. Then he'd pin him, you know. And then, of course, there would be promos where he tells people, don't call me Shirley, you know, when they're like, Shirley, you can't be serious. You're going to beat me for this title. And he's
I
like,
think that
oh,
needs to be a CZW gimmick.
I'm
going to
beat you. Don't
be
call me Shirley. What?
That sounds like something DJ should do. That DJ should do that. DJ, if you're listening to the show.
No. Dixie Carter should do that. His next
DJ.
Thing should be...
DJ.
You stop it. I will fucking take this guy out right now. You're one of the few guys I am certain I can take down.
So, I would... You know, hey, man, he's picking all these fucking dead actors and their personas in movie roles to actually portray. I mean, who else are we going to do? I mean,
right.
I mean, there's a lot of dead actors. I mean, you could pick a lot of different personas. My pick is Frank Drebin. If you would have to pick a different one from what they're actually doing right now, who would you pick?
I'll be fucking, they all get into a boat. And, yeah, they sink. Oh, wait, that's already TNA. Anyway.
Huh.
Yeah. That's the thing. And they had the chance to patch you up, but boom, they go right back to what they're doing. They took the patch out, and they're now sinking even more.
Sinking.
So, yeah. I don't want TNA now. I watched TNA for 2 weeks.
You know what it is? And if you don't like it, you get the fuck out.
Well, I will get the fuck out.
You know? I mean, you can get the fuck out of TNA. If you don't like it, you can get the fuck out of TNA. Like,
this is my house.
I just think they need to pick, like, a whole, like, dead person persona. Like, Sting has ran with it for years. He's just like, going with it.
What about
bro,
Hogan? I think Hogan needs
Joker.
To start wearing the face paint.
If Joker... No, but if Hogan died and then he... pretended he was Hogan, that would work too. Why, like, what the fuck is, like, Juan just, like, randomly fucking mentions boobies. You know why I think that is? Because, like, he's closeted, and maybe he
hey,
just,
nice
you know.
Baggy shirt! Faggot! Faggot! Faggot!
He's trying to hide something. Trying to hide something. You know? Because this shit doesn't even come up, and he's just like, boobies. Like, dude, no one even brought that shit up. You know?
Does he act like that at your party?
Because I'm fucking stupid. I don't give a fuck.
No, he doesn't really act like that at all. It's just like his online persona.
Like he's eating like a burger or something like that, like a mom.
Oh, well, hey, that is something to point out. He does go for the hot dog first. Man.
Maybe he needs to join the Larry Legend Cole Calloway group. What would
juicy
think?
Hot
what,
dogs, right?
What
he's
would,
a
would
jackass.
You think about that? What do you mean by DJ? What do you mean by DJ doing that fucking
animal? He's a jackass.
Yo,
that was the president. I mean, me, myself,
yo,
I think he's got different things. But, you know, President Obama thinks...
He's a jackass.
What does President Obama think of, you know, the fucking dictator of fucking North Korea?
He's a jackass.
What about Fidel Castro from Cuba?
He's a jackass.
What about George W. Bush?
He's a jackass.
Yeah, amen. Amen to that.
You know, I mean, there's other people out there. I mean, I'm talking a lot of shit, but, you know, it is what it is.
What do you think about Kanye West?
I hate this idea that you're the best. Because you're not.
No, that was CM Punk, not Obama. Obama, what's your thoughts on Kanye West?
He's a jackass.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
English, motherfucker! Do you speak it?
Yes. No, I don't speak it, you fucking faggot.
Huh.
I'm like, really? Because no, you fucking can't.
Yes, I can.
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
Well, who cares?
You stop it. I will fucking take this guy out right now. You're one of the few guys...
Because I'm fucking stupid. I don't give a fuck.
I'll just have my boy DJ come with me and help me out.
Fuck him! Fuck him up against the wall! We're handcuffed on him! We're crazy doing this! That's all you do.
And I'll get Juan with me. Juan's my dude.
Charge him off, you got a gun, fucking shoot him in the face!
Yes.
Anyway.
And one more.
My house. You know what it is? And if you don't like it, you get the fuck out.
Having so much fun with these drops, but we're more or less going to have to, Juan, you ain't getting none of Nina's sister. You can settle down with that. No eye candy for you, baby.
How old's Nina's sister?
Old enough, but doesn't matter. It's not going to help Juan. He's beat. All just like, it's just got to enter his spank bank. It can't even fucking... enter his...
Why is Juan a... Wait a minute. Juan's getting married.
Yeah, yeah.
He needs to stay away from you know, from that shit. You know, I don't know if you heard about this, but a female in South Carolina actually cut off her man's dick and put it in the garbage.
Start him off! You got a gun! Fucking shoot him in the face!
That's not fucking necessary, dude. That, like, seriously, like, any bitch that does that, fucking, I'm not good with that. I am not good with that.
Obama,
like, that is
Obama,
completely uncalled
Obama,
for.
Obama had a couple, you know, a few words to say about the guy that got his dick, you know, chopped off. And here's what he had to say.
He's a jackass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Pretty much.
No, but, I mean, that's just, you know.
Because I'm fucking stupid. I don't give a fuck.
I don't know why you keep calling yourself fucking stupid, Jay. You're not really that stupid. I don't know why you keep calling yourself fucking stupid.
I mean, we're talking, that's Joe Pesci right there. Just, you know,
no,
for the record.
That's more like, yeah, Joe Pesci. Yeah, but it's coming out of your mouth, so.
No, it's coming out of my fingertip when I click on the thing. Yeah. Happens.
Oh,
it's all good.
Well, Matt, you're breaking kayfabe.
Yeah, breaking down that fourth wall. It's like CM Punk. Anyway. you know, any one of these motherfuckers. And honestly, if fucking Vince allows CM Punk to walk away.
Start him off, you got a gun, fucking shoot him in the face.
That's all I got to say. Anyway, I think we're about done. I'm going to add like a fucking 100 sound drops to this motherfucker before next week. It's going to be quite a show next week, believe me. And, might I announce, We have our guest for next week already, and that will be Deranged. Not Cold Fiction Deranged, Special K Deranged, as well as known as Element as a rapper. And he will be on the show next week, and very much looking forward to it. He's a very talented guy. He can rap his ass off. And, you know, back in the day, I mean, he was trained by, you know, Homicide, Dan Moff, the whole doghouse thing going on there. And, you know, he's gone through the ringer as far as, you know,
literally,
wrestling goes.
Literally, he's been getting his ass beat.
Right. And, you know, he's done amazing things. And I'm happy to say that we do have him on as a guest next week. So look forward to that, guys. Definitely check us out next week. What else you got, Eric? Because I mean, we got our plugs, but other than that, any other topics?
Nah. I'm just pumped up for next weekend. By the way, next week is 1 year.
Next week is our 1 year anniversary, and what better than a musical performance than from Element, A.K.A. Deranged.
Yeah,
and,
you damn right. You wait a minute. Bring back WWE ice cream bars.
Yes, CM Punk. That was in the contract. That was in CM Punk's contract that they need to bring back the WWE ice cream bars. And that's a great idea. I would like to see CM Punk on a fucking WWE ice cream bar, and you get all these bitches. Excuse my French. You get all these lovely ladies, the Ninas, the Serenas, all of them that's sweating, you know, whatever CM Punk's doing out there, and, you know, got all this stuff to say, and they can eat them ice cream bars up. You know what I mean? So it is what it is.
Wow. You know what's funny? On Blog Talk Radio, if you type too many words in a second, it gives you a warning. It says, don't talk so fast. Take a break.
So that's more or less what it is. We do got to do our plugs. Again, my first and foremost plug is my man Anthony Missionary Thomas and the Wrestling Soup over there, who start their show at 10:15 tonight every Thursday. Hey, you know, don't sign off of our show because they're better. Just, download that shit. Have something to ride to work with. Have something to fucking rock out to work with. You know, that's what I do. Check out our shit live. Emmy, we need you. Love you over there. And definitely check us out. But either way, these motherfuckers are top-notch entertainment. These guys do fucking unbelievable fucking radio. Fucking rainbows. And
rainbows.
Absolutely. And my man Anthony Missionary Thomas did the motherfucking intro for my show, and you know, the outro and everything, and he's just unbelievably talented, and I can't thank him enough. And I call into the show semi oftenly, and they're great. So, yeah, man, definitely check them out. Check out my other dude, John Gray, over there at The Real Side of Wrestling. I think it's like realsidemedia.com. He's still doing his insane, what was that?
Insanity Pro Wrestling.
There you go. I just somehow just had a fucking lapse of memory in Insanity Pro Wrestling. He's doing like a big thing with them. He's doing a couple of weeks of them and questioning, answering, and asking. And last night they actually did a big show with that and did like the second 2 years. So the first 2 years they did on the first week. The year 3 and 4 they did last night, And I believe they might be doing another show next week on everything else. So check them out. They have a lot of really good guests. They have Danny Havoc in the past. They've had Billy Graham. They've had Drake Younger. They've had unbelievable guests. Check them out. They do a great thing over there. RealSideMedia.com. Real Side of Wrestling. You can search that on Blog Talk. You'll find it. And, yeah, check them dudes out. My man Jerry Wiseman over there, I don't think he's doing a show right now, and then the bell rings, but, you know, he did a lot of good things and, good people to meet. Good people. What else do we got, Eric?
I don't got nothing to promote. Yeah, thanks to Pro Wrestling Behind the Sheets for, helping us out tonight, giving us a little,
I think you have a few people to promote, honestly, because, they posted our,
The DOI and Lords of Pain.net. How about that CCW message board? I love that shit.
well, CCW message board, not bad. Not bad.
What is Obama's thoughts on it? I would like to hear Obama's thoughts. We caught up with him earlier.
The what?
I said we caught up with Barack Obama earlier about the CZW fans message boards.
Oh, CZW fans. That's a different thing than the CZW message board. But as far as those guys,
he's a jackass.
You know.
Yeah, he's a jackass. Whoever talks shit is a jackass. You know what I mean?
You know. I mean, it's just a lot of those guys, you know, they don't, over there on that thing, they don't go to, you know, CZW shows, and then they got all these opinions, but when it comes right down to it,
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
You know, and then you guys talk big things about, you know, being tough and, you know, kicking people's ass and, you know, just really being really bad, but when it comes right down to it,
I'm like, really? Because no, you fucking can't.
So, you know, it is what
it is. All types of
just,
shit.
Just
and,
the response you get to me on the message board.
Yeah.
Very good. So anyway. Think we're about done?
Yeah.
All right, Eric?
Definitely. Just press the outro.
We'll check you out next week. And, yeah, I got it. We'll check you out next week, man. It's been a hell of a show. I had a lot of fucking fun. Dude, just keep tuning in because next week, the week after, it's just going to get better and better and better. Like, I'm telling you, this was like an experimental thing this week, and we really just tried to, you know, just see where we can go with this and see, like, how well it would go. And I couldn't be more pleased with the way it actually went. And, next week it's going to be that much better. So, for Eric Williams, I am J-Cat Mars. We'll check you motherfuckers out next week here on Yakuza Kick Radio, 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
But you go to the back, and you tell your boss that there's a new Yakuza in town. That's Yakuza Kick Radio, and we're taking over.
We're taking over. We're taking over. We're taking over.